Hello. Hello, hello there. Say, listen here, Peters. What's the matter with you anyhow? Don't you know it's 7:30? You'll get down the store here and... Well, I don't care if you don't feel so good. We got to get out these orders in time to get to court for 10. Ah, but dad thinks you got to get to court. Yes, but I tell you that... Don't shine it to me. Say something, will you? Today's the day the judge is going to give you that $300, so you better be there. Yes. Well, that's all right. I'll have the orders all made up ready for you to start delivering as soon as you get here. And hurry up. I'm sorry I never see such a fella. Let's see here. Miss Pinkley, 2 cans of peaches, head of lettuce, a can of caviar. I wonder what tradition that is. Caviar, you never heard.
Well, good morning. You're up bright and early this morning, aren't you?
Oh, yes, you're in a hurry, Mr. Falder. Yes, yes, we got to get these orders out so we can be in court. But, you've been to college, ain't you?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I matriculated at Columbia, but I received my degrees at Dartmouth. You see, I started to take jurisprudence, but finished by taking medicine.
Well, I should think you would. Did you get well?
Well?
Yes, cured of them things.
But I wasn't ill. Those are subjects. The electric courses I took at college.
Yes, I heard about them things. The hard ride?
Hard to ride?
Yes.
Oh, what hard to ride?
Electric horses.
No, I didn't say any horses. I said courses. When I went to college, I started to study law. Then I took up the subject of medicine. Finally, though, I did go back to law.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, how long did you go to college?
6 years. 4 years for my bachelor's degree, and then I went back 2 years more to make my M.A.
Make you what?
My M.A. You see, I...
Well, how'd she like it?
How did who like it?
Your ma.
But I said nothing about my ma.
You just certainly did, Mr. Falter. You said M.A. and that spells ma.
Oh, you don't understand. That's a degree. A degree. You study for a certain length of time and they give you a degree. I studied for 6 years and now I'm an M.A.
Well, you can't fool me. You might be a P.A., but it'd take a lot more than 6 years of study to make you an M.A.
Well, look here. Now, what's the purpose of all these questions about my college career, anyway?
Oh, well, I just wanted to find out if you was educated enough to figure out a grocery order.
What? Why, I...
Well, you see, it takes a lot of brains to do that sometimes. In fact, every once in a while, I run across something that I can't even figure out myself.
Well, that must be very unusual for a man of your mental stature.
Here's a word right here in this order that I can't quite get. Right here. Cavieri.
The word is caviar.
Oh, so that's it. Funny, I couldn't figure that. Sort of an abbreviation for calf's liver. Yes,
No, it isn't an abbreviation for a calf's liver.
I think. Oh, well, then I'd just like to know what it is.
Caviar is roe.
What? Roe? Roe of fish?
Yes.
Well, if Mrs. Pinkley thinks I'm going to send her a whole row of fish, she's crazy. How could I keep them in a row in the first place? Time I put them in a basket.
But it isn't that kind of a row. Great Scott. You've heard of a fish row, haven't you?
Say, now look here, Mr. Fulton. I reckon I ain't as dumb as I look. I never heard of a fish row, and neither of you. In the first place, a fish don't row. It swims. And in the second place...
But I didn't say it.
Now, that'll do. We don't want to hear no more about it.
See here, I'm trying to...
I said never mind. You don't know a thing, why be a man enough to come out and say so? Don't try to cover it up for bluffing.
Oh, I give up.
Yes, well, I think you better. You better go back to college for 2 more years. Maybe you'll come out of grandma.
Say, you see here, I resent being put in the light of an ignorant...
Hey, did you want something, or did you just come in to shoot off your mouth?
Yes, I want something. I want to see Mr. Peters.
What do you want to see him first?
Well, that happens to be my business. And in case you're interested, I want to confer with him. As Mr. Peters is handling his own case, he is attorney on the opposing side.
On which side?
The other side.
Yes, but which side you're starting out with?
Well, what difference does that make? All I want...
It makes a lot of difference. You've got to know which is one side before you can tell which is the other side.
But that's beside the point. He's simply...
It's what?
Beside
what side?
Not beside any side. I simply said that as an aside. I mean,
it's not beside any side. It's beside a side. You must be crazy.
I didn't say beside a side. I said
aside. That'll do, Dad. Burn out. Stop it.
But I'm telling you...
I said stop it. I'm in here talking like a crazy fella. It's about 2:06. I'm going to call a concert you. I ask you a simple question.
Well, what question? What is your question?
All I want to know is which side of Ebb is an attorney and which isn't.
Why, both sides, of course.
Yeah, all right. And that settles that.
However, he's the attorney on the other side.
Why, Dad, ding your hide. Now, you get out of here. Go on, get out of this store.
Listen.
I don't want to hear a speck more about it. Go on, I'll call the constable and have you locked up. Get going now.
Say, will you give me a chance to say something, will you? I'm talking about the sides of the case. I'm the attorney on Mrs. Zell's side, and Mr. Peter is attorney for his side. Is that clear now?
You take lies. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Yeah, and I want to see Mr. Peters and talk over some points of the case. It's been running entirely too long. I have to get back to the city. I thought if I could discuss several matters with Mr. Peters, we could speed things up a bit. I'd like to end the case today.
What's the matter? Are you getting licked?
Certainly not. Quite the contrary. In fact, we have such a clear case that it's a mere waste of time for Mr. Peters to attempt to disprove the allegations. We have the letters he wrote to Mrs. Zell and his signature on it. And that's all there is to the matter. He'll save money by dropping the case. Where is Mr. Peters, anyway?
He's home. Sick. Don't even know if he'll be in court today.
Oh, do I have to stick around in this sick town another day? What's the matter with him?
Well, he can't seem to keep nothing on his stomach.
You mean he has a weak stomach?
No, I wouldn't say it's too weak. He gets about as much distance as the next fella.
No. Is he sick to his stomach?
Oh, yes, that's it. He couldn't eat breakfast this morning.
Nauseated, huh?
No, nobody ate. They threw it out.
No, I mean... Well, never mind. Now, listen. If Mrs. Zell gets a judgment against Mr. Peters, he'll clear her name and probably won't bring action against you. So it's to your interest to see that Mr. Peters gets to court this morning.
Yes.
Oh, and while I'm here, I'd like to take up a little matter with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you used to own a show called The Hermit and the Wild Woman or something like that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Where is that show now?
Why, it's busted up.
What do you mean by busted up?
Well, the actors are all gone and there just ain't any show left.
I see. Then while you own the show, it's of absolutely no value to you, is it?
No, I just ain't worth 5 cents each now.
All right. Now, I want to buy that show from you, Mr. Winterbottom.
Buy it? Well... Why, I ain't got nothing to sell.
Yes, I know, but, I've always had a desire to be connected with the show business. I'd like to be able to say that I own the show. Mm. Now, if you're willing to sell, that is, turn the rights over to me, I'll give you $25 for them. Now, what do you say?
I don't see how I can make $25 any easier. Why, certainly I'll do it.
Fine. Now, here, suppose you take this fountain pen, piece of paper there, and write out a bill of sale.
Yes, just checking. I'll write it here on this order pad. Now, what do I say?
Just put down then the full name.
Yes, you. What is your full name?
Not my full name, your full name.
Yes, but Chuck, that wouldn't be right. Then it'd be you, Zeb Winterbottom, and you're not Zeb Winterbottom.
But I didn't say you.
Well, then what did you say?
I said I.
Yes, and that's what I got. You...
But when I said I don't mean I mean you.
But that dang thing telling you that's what I got. You.
Oh, listen here. Just write this down. Receive from J.P. Falter the sum of $25, for which I assign to him all the rights...
For which what?
Assign.
Sign it right here, yes.
Look out. Now, don't sign it yet. It isn't... Give me... I'll write it myself, and you can sign it.
Oh, wait a minute. There comes Professor Sisterwaite, and I'll get him to write it.
Never mind. We'll let it go. I'll see you about it later.